Okay, last time we learned the stands in Adayin Elam. Uhunisi umanaisli munas kaisib yoy makra. Explained Uhunisi to Pirushim. First is based on the pasuk by the Peshalach, and Moshe Ben said Hashem nisi. And the first way of understanding is that Hashem does nisim for me. And the second way of understanding is nisi is a lashon of a degel, a flag. And that we said from the Yitzhi Yosef that Bahunisi is that Hashem is the flag to run to umanisli, and that's why I run to Him. Hashem is my stronghold. That's Bahunisi umanisli. Menos Kaisi B'Emekra, we brought down that this pasuk really, this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. The David Malach says that Hashem is Menos Chelki B'Kaisi. What does it mean that Hashem is Kaisi, my Kais? So we said two under ways of understanding. The Rishonim HaPashtanim say that it's a lashon of portion, like the lashon of the pasuk, and the lashon of Tachoisu al Haseh. And we said that there's two things, this Chelki v'Kaisi from the Malbim. And Kais is a unique portion that comes through the actions that a person receives through his actions. And we explained because that's B'yom Ekra, the portion that we get is very much dependent on how our tefillah looks. The Eichos of our tefillah is keveya, establishes our portion, menas kaisi b'yoy mekra. The second way of understanding was based on the Yerushalmi and Pesachim, and that is that the Yerushalmi is clear that this pasuk, menas chelki v'kaisi, means literally a cup, because the Yerushalmi says that the dalet kaisis of the Seder are correspondent to the four kaisis, l'asilavi, that Hashem is going to give polysouls and nechama. And the first cup, says the Yerushalmi, is correspondent to this pasuk of Menos Chelki V'Kaisi. So you see that Kaisi is a lashon of a cup. And we explained, what does this mean? Menos Kaisi, Menos Chelki V'Kaisi. So we said that a cup has that quality that without it, the liquid cannot exist at all. And it holds the liquid in a way that it's as able to exist. So too the tefillahs, based on the Mefarshim or Rabbi Yerucham, explain that without tefillah, nothing in the world could exist. Nothing could come the pile, nothing could actualize. And it's the tefillah that makes, that actualizes everything that we have in this world. And that's Menos Kaisi B'Yoy Mekra. That's through the Yoy Mekra, that's what causes that we have what we have. Be'ezus Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the 9th and 10th stanza of Adonai Elam. Be'ezus Hashem, tonight we'll be Nesayim Adonai Elam. So the stanza goes, it says like this. V'yodoi afked ruchi ve'eis ishan ve'o'ira. So we're going to go through this stanza word by word. V'yodoi afked ruchi. In his hand, I entrust my ruach, my neshama. This is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Vav. The pasuk says, David HaMelech says, V'yodcha afked ruchi. Yod padisa oisi Hashem kelamis. That in your hand, I entrust my ruach. So these words of Adonai Elam are based on this pasuk in Tehillim. Then we continue. The eighth isham, at the time that I go to sleep. This is based on a medrash rabba in Parashas Balak. On the pasuk of Hein Om Kalavi Yakum goes through how Klai Yisrael is unique, special, what they do. And the words are like this. Ukshabol lishan. And when a yid goes to sleep, mafkid ruchoi lakodesh baruch hu, he entrusts, he's mafkid his ruach takodesh baruch hu. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, in this pasuk we mentioned in Tehillim, biyodcha afkid ruchi. So you see from this medrash that it's learning that this pasuk of biyodcha afkid ruchi in Tehillim is specifically referring to a time when a person goes to sleep. When a person goes to sleep, he's biyodcha afkid ruchi, he's entrusting his neshama by giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's entrusting his neshama back by Hashem. And that's an Adonai Elam. Biyodcha afkid ruchi ve'eis ishan. That at a time that I go to sleep, I'm being biyodcha afkid ruchi, I'm biyodcha afkid ruchi. The next word is ve'o'ira. And when I wake up. So the Yaivitz, the Siddur HaYaivitz, he says that the way to read this is as follows. Biyodoi afkid ruchi, I entrust my neshama. Be'ez Ishan, at the time I go to sleep, Ve'oira means Ube'ez Oira. And at the time also, when I wake up, I'm also really entrusting my neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, this that my neshama is totally under control and it's entrusted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only Be'ez Ishan, it's also Ve'oira at the time I wake up. The truth is, now the source for this, the Sifri in Parshas Pinchas, on the Patsuk, Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar, says fascinating words like this. Rabbi Eliezer Benoy Shel Rabbi Yisai Glili Yoyim. Rabbi Eliezer Benoy, the son of Rabbi Yisai Glili Yoyim. Simen Zeh Yehei Biyachar. You should know this simen, you should know about this rule. Shekol Zman She'odom Nosen B'chaim. As long as a person is alive, nafshoi pikudo biyat kainai, his neshama is entrusted in the hands of the Eibishter. What's the source for this? Shenemar a pasuk in Iyev. Pasuk in Iyev is in Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk says, Asher biyodoi nefesh kol choy, beruach kol besarish. That the nefesh, the ruach of a person, is biyodai, is in the hands of Hashem. And the Sifri is learning that this pasuk is talking about when a person wakes up, not when a person goes to sleep. Even when a person wakes up, Asher biyodai nefesh kol choy, the ruach kol besarish teaches us, this pasuk and Eve teaches us, that even when a person wakes up, his neshama is pekuda, the Yad Hashem, a person's neshama is entrusted in Hashem. Oh, so that b'chayr, what it means is that we're totally, we feel like we have our lives, but it's really in the hands of Hashem. One second, a person Hashem could take away a person. Neshama is really a chelik from Hashem, chelik from Elokam Imam. So it's b'kuda b'yad Hashem. Hashem has a person's life is even not just when he goes to sleep. It's in the balance, right? A person's life every second is b'kuda b'yad Hashem. And the truth is, could be, this is what we say in Moedim. We say, Val Nishmoy Seinu HaPekuda Islach. We thank Hashem for our neshamas that are Pekuda Islach. That seems all the time, not just when we go to sleep, but even when we're up the day, we realize that our neshamas are totally entrusted in the hands of Hashem. They're all in the hands of Hashem. So that's B'yodei Af Kedruchi Be'ez Ishan Ve'o'ira. And based on this, there's a fascinating, we can understand, and very beautiful, the hemshech of the nusach of by Ma'ariv and the Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen Va'amen, and really these words, the same thing as in Kriyashma Alamita, they say like this, based on this that we're saying, that a person's neshama is entrusted by Hashem both when a person goes to sleep and when he wakes up, and we learn this from these two psukim, the pasuk in Tehillim of Biyodka Afkad Ruchi teaches us that when a person goes to sleep, his neshama is entrusted in Hashem. And the pasuk in Iyev that says, Asher biyodei nefesh kol choy, v'ruach kol besarish, says that a person's neshama is entrusted in Hashem even when he's up. So listen to this, it's beautiful. We say it like this. Baruch Hashem b'shavcheinu, baruch Hashem b'kumeinu. We bless Hashem when we go to sleep, and we bless Hashem when we get up. Why? Ki biyodcha, because in your hands is nafshos hachayim v'hameisim. The neshamas of both the living and the dead are in your hands. And we explained in earlier shiurim that when a person is sleeping, he's considered mace. Right? The Vilna Gaon says in the Beis Elio, v'nemon ato lahachayos meisim is people that are sleeping. Hashem is Neman to be Machayim Mason, those are sleeping. When a person is sleeping, he's Mace. So why is it that we bless Hashem B'Shavcheinu V'Kumeinu both when we go to sleep and we wake up? Is because in his hands is the Neshama, could be Otchan Avshas Hachayim, those that are people that are up, V'Hameisim, those people that are sleeping. And then what do we say the next words? These two psukim. Asher B'Yodoi Nefesh Kol Choy V'Ruach Kol Besarish. That's the pasuk in Iyev. That teaches us, says the Sifri, that when a person is up, awake, his neshama is pekuda b'yad Hashem, and then we continue, b'yodcha afkad ruchi, p'disa oise, Hashem kalamas. That's the pasuk of in Tehillim, that teaches us that when a person goes to sleep, his neshama is pekuda b'yad Hashem. So these two psukim teaches us that b'yodcha nafshel sachayim v'amesem, and that's why we say Baruch Hashem b'shavcheinu, Baruch Hashem b'kmeinu. Moving on to the last final stanza of Adonai Olam. V'im ruchi v'yasi Hashem li v'loy ira. So what does this mean? V'im ruchi, with my ruach, which is my shama, v'yasi, what does v'yasi mean? V'yasi means my body. My v'ya is a person's guf, a person's side. What does it mean? V'im ruchi v'yasi Hashem li v'loy ira. So Yaakov Emden, the Yavitz in his Siddur over here, he says that the way to read it is like this, that the vav of v'im is really supposed to be afterwards. And he says like this, the way to read this stanza is as follows. Im ruchi ugviyasi, meaning not im ruchi gviyasi, but with my ruach and my gviya, my guf, Hashem li. With my neshama and my guf, Hashem is with me. That's the way to read it. Im ruchi gviyasi Hashem li. With my ruach and ugviyasi and my body, Hashem is with me. V'loy, and therefore, v'loy, and that's why I'm not afraid. That's the way to read this stanza. That's the way the Ayyavitz explained. Was bothering me a little bit that why are we mentioning the gviyasi, the person, my guf? We were just talking about my ruach, biyadoi after ruchi. So then we continue on to, it would flow very nicely, v'im ruchi Hashem, with my ruach, I'm giving my neshama to Hashem, but I'm not afraid because my ruach is with Hashem, is with my ruach, Hashem is going to take good care of me. I'm not going to be afraid, right? But why are we bringing in Vyasi, my guf, that wasn't really mentioned till now? That's not part of the flow. Something that's a little bit, perhaps, we'd like to suggest on how tonight, exactly why we're bringing in Vyasi. So to understand this, I'm going to back up a little bit to what we spoke about last year. Yeah, it ends off, Menos Kaisi B'yai Mekra. That Hashem is the portion of my Kais B'yai Mekra. And we said from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says that the four kaisis by the Seder are correspondent to the four kaisis of Nechama that Hashem is going to give Kal Yisrael. And the first kais is correspondent to the pasuk of Menos Chelki V'Kaisi, says the Yerushalmi. That the first kais of the Seder is correspondent to the pasuk Menos Chelki V'Kaisi. So you see that from the Yerushalmi that Menos Kaisi, which is based on Menos Chelki V'Kaisi, means the portion of my cup. So we asked last time, what does it mean, portion of my cup? It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting terminology. And also, what is menos chelki v'kaisi, the portion of my portion and my cup? What are these two things, chelki and kaisi? I'm going to try to give a new insight, Be'ezus Hashem, tonight in this. And that is like this. The Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Gemara says like this. Mar Brei Dravina, Ovat Hilula Lebrei. Mar Brei Dravina made a chasana for his son. At the chasana, Chazinu L'Rabbonon Dav Kabat Chituva. He saw that the Talmid HaChomim at the chasana were a little bit exceedingly happy and a little bit too frail. And the Rishonim explained that he was nervous. He was afraid that it would lead to a level of lightheadedness. So he wanted to take care of that. So that they shouldn't be too happy, because it could lead to Kalas Resh. You learned this Gemara not long ago. Yeah. So what did he do? I see Kisa de Mikra Bas Arba Mea Zuz. He brought a cup, kais, that was worth 400 Zuz, the Tovar Kamayo, and he broke it right in front. Batsivu and that, and they got sad. They got more toned down. That's what the Gemara says. So on a simple level, you understand that, what made them sad, what made them more serious, was that an expensive item was broken. It's like sort of a saddening thing. But the Marsha in the back, he explains that there was a much deeper message being sent over to them. And the way he explains it is that this kli, this kais, is reminding them of the human body, of a person. Just like this kais, which is made out of sand, right? Glasses from sand, and it breaks, and then it's done. So too, a person who's also created from dirt, Neitzer may offer, but Oyma Lamisa Tamid, person is Omer Lamisa. So this, that he broke the glass, was a message to them about a person's life. And that's what was making them more serious. And I saw that the Vilna Gaon, in his Yurim Tagodas on this Gemara, I believe he's explaining the Gemara similar to the Mashah, but in very short words, he says like this. I see Kisa de Mikra, says the Vilna Gaon, who kois shel yayin? This Kisa de Mikra is a cup of wine. Kois shel yayin. Shehu bechinas haguf. The kois of wine, the cup of wine, is the bechina. What it means is it symbolizes. It's roimes on the guf, person's body. And the Vilna Gaon's son, or Bevram, in his Pirush on the bottom, says a little bit more, explains like this. Ki yayin, because the wine inside the cup, remez le Torah. That is a remez to the Torah. We know that yayin symbolizes Torah. Vehakois, and the cup, hu haguf hamakabloi. That's the guf that receives, that holds the Torah. The person's body holds the Torah inside them. So there's the yayin in the cup. The yayin is the Torah inside the person, and the cup is the guf adam. Who kisa the maker? That's the kais. Seems like he's explaining the Gemara similar to the Mashah, that he was breaking the cup, that of the guf adam, we don't live forever. That seems like what he was saying. Kisa the maker, we have the Torah, but we're not here forever. Okay. But we see from the Vilna Gaon, a very interesting thing, that kais, the word kais, the idea of a cup, symbolizes, and his rhyme is on the guf adam, on the person. And it happens to be an interesting thing because perhaps I could just add one thing, that the Gemara in Brachos, in Daf Yud, compares the neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in I believe five ways. And the first way is, Gemara says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molei Kol Olam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world, Af Neshama Meleas Kol HaGuf, so too the Neshama fills the entirety of the Guf. It's an interesting thing because a Kais is a vessel, it holds liquid, but it's unique. If you think about it, and this idea that other Kalim would hold something doesn't necessarily fill entirely the Kalim. But a Kais, which holds liquid, it's filled entirely. The whole cup is mole with the mashka. And even if you have a crevice in the cup, the liquid will go in there. It's mole. It's an interesting thing that specifically a kais is the gufa. We see that it could be just to add a little bit of understanding that the kais is on the gufa adam. But be it as it may, with this idea of the Vilna Gaon that kais is symbolizes the gufa adam. Perhaps, I didn't see anyone that says this, but perhaps this could give a new insight into the Pasuk and Tehillim. Menos chelki v'kaisi. What are these two things? The kais is a cup and chelki. Perhaps these are the two things. Hashem is the portion of my chelki, is the yayin, is the Torah. We know that the Torah of a person is the his chelik. Sein chelkeinu b'sayrasecha. Hashem is the menos chelki. My portion, my Torah, the spiritual side of the person, that's menos chelki. V'kaisi, and Hashem is the portion of my guf, everything, my physical side, that also Hashem is the portion, everything is from Hashem. Both my ruchnias and my gashmias, the menos chelki v'kaisi. We're coming off of Pesach, so I would share one interesting thing that we said from before. The Yerushalmi says that the four kaisis are first cup is corresponding to this pasuk of Menos Chelki V'Kaisi. It's a very interesting thing. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush Ta'agoda, he says that the four kaisis of the Seder are, he says, I'll read his words, V'Heineged Dalir Elomais, they're corresponding to the four worlds. What are the four worlds? Shehu, the first is Olam Hazeh. The first cup is corresponding to Olam Hazeh. Second is Yemois HaMashiach. The third is Tchias HaMesim, and the fourth is Olam Haba. And he goes on to explain each one, how it corresponds to each Olam. And we're going to speak out the first case, because that's what we're talking about. Rishon, the Hainu Rishon, the first cup, we know the first cup of the Seder, who Kiddush, the cousin, Kiddush on the first cup. Neged Olam Haza, that's corresponding to this world. Why? Shetzorich L'skadish Atzmoy B'Olam Haza, because the job of a person in this world is to be Mekadish himself, B'Olam Haza, in this world. And he's probably referring to the Gemara in Yuma that says, on the Lama Tess, is Kadashtem B'Yisim Kedoshim, right? That a person is Mekadish Atzmoy B'Olam Haza, and the Mekadish Noisil Olam Haba. So that's B'Olam Haza, our job is to Mekadish ourselves B'Olam Haza. What does this mean that we're supposed to Mekadish ourselves B'Olam Haza? That means is that Olam Haza, which is a physical world, that's our job. To be Mekadish, our physical side. Like the Ramban says, famously, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, that all the physical pursuits, all the physical desires, we're supposed to have them in check and not to run after, and to run after our physical desires, physical pursuits. That's Kedoshim Tiyu. To be Mekadish, the guf, to be Mekadish, the physical side of ourselves. That's Kedusha. And this, Olam Haza, which is a physical world, that's our job, to be Mekadish, this world. And that, it's beautiful. That's the idea that the first kais is correspondent to Menos Chelki V'Kaisi. Based on what we're saying, that kaisi in that pasuk is the guf ha'adam. That's on the, well, what's our job of Menos Chelki V'Kaisi on our kais, our guf, what's our job? To make kiddush. We're supposed to make kiddush on the kais. We're supposed to make kiddush on the guf ha'adam. That's the job in this world. And Olam Haza, that's why Menos Chelki V'Kaisi is correspondent to Olam Haza. Because in this world, we're supposed to make kiddush on the kais. We're supposed to make kiddush on the guf ha'adam, like the Ramban says. Based on all this, that menos chelki v'kaisi is roimez and symbolizes the guf ha'adam, perhaps we could have a new understanding in the hemshech in Adonai Lo. And that is that there's two parts to the person. There's the physical, the guf, the physical side. And that we say, Hashem is in total control over our lives, over our physical side. And that's where we end up, Minos Kaisi V'Yai Mekra. Hashem is totally the portion of my guf, of my kais. Hashem totally has control over that. And then, what about my neshama? That also, B'Yodai Afked Ruchi Be'Eis Ishan V'Yairah. My neshama also is in total, is entrusted by Hashem, is in total, Hashem has total control over my neshama, both when I'm awake and both when I'm sleeping, both, all the time. And that we synop, that's the last stanza, v'imruchi ugviyasi Hashem li. We wrap it up by saying, both with my ruach and my guf, like we said, both my ruach and my guf, both my neshama and my guf, else parts of the person, the physical and the spiritual, is all with Hashem. And that's the whole idea of Adonai Olam, that we realize that everything is in Hashem's control, both the physical side, the spiritual side, and that's the message of Emruchik V'yasi Hashem Li. Just perhaps this is really what we're in Moedim. We say two things. We thank Hashem Al Chayenu Hamasurim V'yadecha V'al Nishmoisenu Apukudei Slach. Al Chayenu Hamasurim V'yadecha is our physical life, our lives. That's Masur B'yadei. Hashem, it's totally in B'yad Hashem. And what about our spiritual, our neshama? That also, Va'al Nishmoisenu Apukudei Slach. These are the two things, the ruach and the guf, the physical and the spiritual, are totally Pekudei Slach, totally Masurim B'yadei. And that's what we're driving home in Adonai Olam. And with that, we could understand beautifully, Hashem, we end off Hashem Li V'loy Ira. Right? We said this morning in Hallel, these words are really coming straight out of Hallel. Hashem Li V'loy, right? What is the pasuk in Hallel? Hashem leave a layira, right? Hashem leave a layira, and then mayasa li adam, and it's very beautiful because that's the why these words are the end of Adonai Olam. Because like we explained, the message of Adonai Olam is to realize that there's no other kayach but Hashem. Everything is in Hashem's control. Right? And that's why that's why this is Hakdama to davening of Shachar, that loy levade roy lespal ben roy lespal zulase. And because Hashem li v'layira brings home this idea. What do we say? Hashem li v'layira mayas eliyadim. Hashem is with me and no one can do anything to me. But that doesn't just mean that Hashem is the strongest force over everyone else, so I'm not afraid. Because what do we continue? We say, Hashem li b'oizrei. The Rishonim, the Radak, the Ben Ezra, they explain, Hashem li b'oizrei means that Hashem is with me through those who help me. People help me, people do this. I think that they're helping me. No, Hashem li b'oizrei. It's really all coming from Hashem. So that's the message of Adonai Olam, that we realize that it's everything, it's all Hashem, and that's why Hashem is the only address. Loy levade roy lespal vein roy lespal zlosa. Hashem li b'oizrei. Ashokai.
Whoa. Shkoyach.